Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland. Here to support business through the impact of coronavirus.
Last week on the show, I made some sourdough bread with very mixed results. I wanted to do something else this week and I'd never tried yoga, so I said I'd give it a go. I didn't have to look far because an old friend of the show, Des Doris of Alchemy Events, also happens to be a yoga instructor. So during the week, he kindly gave me a class over Zoom. I was accompanied in this class by daughters 3 and 4. Have a listen to this.
You stand with your feet together and your toes touching and your ankles touching, your heels ever so slightly apart. Then you want to have your knees above your ankles, your hips above your knees, your shoulders above your hips, and lifting up as if there's a bit of string pulling your head up towards the ceiling. Just close your eyes, unclench your fists, and just breathe. Just inhale and exhale. Just take a few breaths there like that. Let the thoughts and the cares and the coronavirus float away for a little while. Just focus on your breath. Inhale and exhale. And when you're ready, we very gently will inhale. We'll lift our arms up over our head and look up towards our thumbs. And then exhale, fold forward, bend your knees all you want, and bring your hands down towards the floor. Then inhale, lift your heart, lift your chest up. And then exhale, place your hands on the floor, step your legs back as if you're going to do a push-up, and lower yourself down onto the floor. Put your knees on the floor if you want to. And inhale, lift your chest into upward facing dog. And then exhale, lift your hips towards the sky, downward facing dog. Take a few breaths there. So bend your knees all you want. Let your head relax. Lift your hips towards the sky and breathe. Inhale and exhale. So this is sun salutation A. Inhale. Lift your hips up to the sky, Bobby. Lift your bum to the sky. That's it. Excellent. Let your head relax. Bend your knees. Now inhale. Look between your hands. Step your feet forward between your hands or as close as you can. Then exhale. Fold forward. Then inhale. Come all the way up to stand up. Arms up to the sky. Excellent. Exhale. So now that's your first sun salutation. Well done, Bobby. How does that feel?
That was great, Des. Just tell me about the breathing and the interaction with the breathing and the exercise. How important is that?
The breathing is actually the most important part. So just inhaling and exhaling. The rest of it really is just gymnastics. So what you're trying to do in and out through your nose, just to calm the nervous system down and to try and, if you're like me or like most people, your brain is always going chatter, chatter, chatter. I need to be doing this. I should be doing that. I left the gas on. I've got to go and do this segment for News Talk. And so what the breathing does is it gives you something to focus on, calm your nervous system down. And then postures are to gradually add flexibility into the body so that eventually you'll be able to sit comfortably and breathe and just calm your mind down. So yoga is about the calming of the mind. That makes sense. So very useful in these days of coronavirus.
In terms of that, Des, when people are self-isolating, it's something that you don't need a lot of equipment for. You don't need, it can be a very, I suppose, solitary exercise where you can do it and...
Yeah, well, you don't need anything really. I mean, you don't even need a yoga mat, to be honest. You just need a bit of space, about 6 feet long, and that's it. You can wear whatever clothes you want. I mean, you know, in Western society, we've kind of been caught up in the best leggings and the best mat, and everybody has to be 23 years old and beautiful to do yoga, but anybody can do yoga.
That's why I asked the girls to join me, just because I felt that I mightn't be the poster boy for Irish yoga.
Well, no, absolutely. I think you are. Well, you know, the joke is yoga is not about touching your toes. It's about what you learn on the way down. So I think that's maybe the best way to think about it.
There's probably some people that are a little bit fearful of yoga around it being sort of hippy trippy, you know, for kind of other people. It is something that everybody, I'd suggest, could get involved in.
A lot of it is based on the Hindu tradition, but there's no religious element to it at all. It's really about just trying to get back to inside yourself and just calm down that incessant chatter that we all have in our minds, that we must be doing this, we must be better, we must be faster, thinner, stronger, more beautiful, whatever. It's just about trying to bring it back, calm yourself down, literally take a deep breath, do a little bit of movement, whatever movement you want to do, and just feel better and calmer in your life.